Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Michael, finally, we get someone that's on our page here. Not your typical nutritionalist. No nuts for you and I at the minute.
No.
Cindy disagrees with low-fat, low-calorie diets and believes chocolate can be good for you and thinks cheating and eating yummy food is it get your hand out of the fridge, Michael.
I know.
Is an important part of our well-balanced diet.
I got to tell you, when I saw managing weight and chocolate, I said, get that woman on the show.
Cindy.
You've got so excited you can't talk. Cindy O'Meara, how are you? Welcome to Mind Food Radio.
Look, thank you very much. And I'm doing very well. And yes, I had chocolate last night.
I can't even get my words out. I'm so excited.
But you must be doing something right because, you know, you claim that you're maintaining a healthy weight and you've never in your entire life taken an antibiotic, painkiller, or any other form of medication. And, you know, chocolate's good for you, and you think cheating and eating yummy food is an important part of a well-balanced diet.
Most definitely.
Give us the secret.
That is true. I'm 52 this year and never had an antibiotic.
God,
and my dad was a pharmacist. So,
well, he was wise, wasn't he?
Probably is more weird. It's just that he realised in the 50s, because he was a pharmacist in the 50s, he realised in the 50s that, you know, medications has its purpose, but it's not for general health.
Yeah.
So he just chose that unless it was a life-threatening situation, don't feed the kids any medications. And I've done the same with my children who are 18, 20 and 22.
But it is
part of, you know, enjoying life, and it's about eating the foods that we love. But it's not so much at the foods of today, the new foods of today. Like, if you look at the chocolate of today, I would never touch those chocolates.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, look, there's a particular chocolate that you eat. So many of the chocolates are filled with additives, preservatives and flavourings and colourings. But the chocolate that I advocate, and there's only a couple made in Australia, are chocolates that are made with three ingredients, maybe four.
Right.
Yeah, and they are, look, I make my own chocolate. It's a really easy process, and I make my own chocolate. I have a machine called a Thermomix, and in that Thermomix I put a cacao liqueur, which is the cacao bean, fully the whole cacao bean. I add some coconut oil, and then I add a little bit of a sweetener. So the sweetener could be coconut nectar or rapadura sugar.
Right.
And then I add just a little bit of sea salt. And then basically that's my basic chocolate, and I just put it in the Thermomix, press three buttons, walk away, and about 30 minutes later, I have a liquid chocolate that I pour into molds, and I put raspberries in and peppermint oil if I want peppermint chocolate. So I actually make it myself because it's far cheaper than purchasing it. But there are some companies, there are two companies, Australian-made chocolates that I absolutely recommend, and they're beautiful chocolates made the old-fashioned way.
Mm. So tell me, like, you must be pretty popular among your colleagues out there.
Well, you know what? What's working at the moment, or what we're being told at the moment, obviously isn't working. We're fat, sick and nearly dead, as the movie goes. We, you know, we have heart disease, cancer and diabetes as our biggest killer. And I just kind of go, well, obviously what the people in, you know, authority, as we call them, like the Heart Foundation and the Diabetic Association and the Australian Food Standards, you know, Food Standards Australia and New Zealand, obviously what they're saying is not working. So I kind of went, well, I'm not watching you guys and I'm not listening to you guys. I'm going to do something that is exactly the opposite. Many of the Heart Foundation ticks of approval are all based on the fat and the salt. But when you read the ingredients, there's 84 ingredients and none of them are real.
Cindy, you have made us think, and thank you very much for being part of our show today. Ben, I know you're the biggest hypochondriac in the world, and you'll be racing to that pantry. I can tell you now. For more details on today's show, go to mindfood.com.
Thank you, Cindy.
Thanks, Ben. Bye. Thanks, Michael. Bye.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.